Hey, allowed few eyes of the peanut. One peanut, two peanuts, I don't know. Well, one peanut, that's it. Victor Berger. You know, all those famous socialists. Thank you.
Were there any other places besides Washington?
The Lyceum was mainly and mostly a place of meetings and procedures in those days.
Where was the Lyceum?
On Penn Avenue, corner of Penn and 60.
On Penn and 6. Where the
Roosevelt Hotel is. Mm-hmm. You know where the Roosevelt Hotel is? Mm-hmm. Of course, all the lights were torn down completely, and all the other ones are. The Roosevelt's there, and some other. Then next to the Roosevelt, there's a big parking lot. There's hardly anything in that block now. Mm-hmm. It's all rebuilt and remodeled.
How did you meet people during the first 5 years?
I met all kinds of people, mostly lunch-like. You know what I mean by lunch-like? Not exactly from my own town, but from the town around, surrounding our town.
Lunchman. Yes, a word I've always known, but never knew how to spell.
Lunchman is the plural of lunchman. Lunchman is one, lunchman is the plural. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would meet them, but they were all poor.
Where did you meet Mark Sorrow?
Mark Sorrow, he wanted to be in the Westing House. That was before we were married, he was one of my best friends. I met him in the Westing House. He's a Blitzkrieg, you know, he's still living.
Did
you ever read in the Chronicle of the Blitzkrieg Society? Blitzkrieg. Fiscular Loan Association, or Free Loan Association, Fiscular. I mean, he and I were good friends, the best friends until we were married. Then he went
back to the
Then he went one way, and I went another way, and we separated.
Were you spending some longer with people at that time?
No, only at work. Because where I worked, you know, I worked mostly with Gentiles. In my work, I worked with Gentiles, the poor Gentiles, all the time.
But you didn't make any lasting social friends out?
No, that was taboo in those days.
Were you close with your family here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
The Seder?
Was it a small family group?
After my father came over, he came over in the 20s.
Didn't you celebrate with us?
Before, we celebrated at home.
In your first 5 years?
The first 5 years, you celebrated this earth, our family together.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe or other parts of the world?
Yes, my whole family was there. I was the only one here.
And when did that happen?
We were all in 1920, in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Before the immigration.
The Immigration Act was in 1921.
It went into effect in
23. They came over before that.
In the early 20s,
yeah. They lived through the war.
The war, they lived through the war, and then the Bolshevik Revolution started. And right after the revolution. Right after the revolution, because they went through an awful lot. They went through all kinds of pogroms there. You know what pogrom is?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Bolshevik pogrom. It was a band of Cossacks, you know, a band of peasants got together and they first, you know, they elected a leader. But the leader elected himself,
and they kept
going through these small towns and robbing the villages. They killed an awful lot of people in that town. In fact, one night, you know, when I was my family at home, they were hiding down in the cellar, and they were right there on the first floor above them, looking for them. You can imagine what they went through. And they killed the people who stole the people. But my family wasn't hurt. So, my father left everything there. He couldn't sell it. Nobody wanted it, nobody had any money. My father was a well-to-do man, you know. That was, according to the classification in those days, you know, he owned a lot of real estate, and I had a big, great, one of the biggest homes, the biggest house in the town. And he couldn't sell it, he couldn't give it away. The mother here, what he did bring here was a few banks. And in fact, you know, he sold them here. He had some for the family, too, you know, some of the family had gifts. Later on, he started a place to work for my brother-in-law in the store, and then he brought us home.
Were you active in any party?
No, not this. My father left everything there. He couldn't sell it. Nobody wanted it. Nobody had any money. My father was a well-to-do man, you know. That was, according to the classification in those days, you know, he owned a lot of real estate, and I had a big, great, one of the biggest homes, the biggest house in the town. And he couldn't sell it, he couldn't give it away. The mother here, what he did bring here was a few banks. And in fact, you know, he sold them here. He had some for the family, too, you know, some of the family had gifts and sold some. And later on, he started a place to work for my brother-in-law in the store, and then he brought us home. There are not a lot of people to talk about and not a lot to tell.
You're an American citizen.
Oh, sure.
When?
I became an American citizen right after my time expired. You were allowed 5 years.
Okay. You were allowed 5 years.
You couldn't become a citizen before you were here 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And you became one immediately. When did you first vote?
I think I became a citizen in 1920. And I voted ever since. So
what party did you
vote?
Democratic
Party. Why? Because the Democratic Party appealed to me more than the Republican. I was a poor working man, so I think it was a Democratic Party. And I'm still a Democrat. I hated to see Andre go, but Andre Louis, he was my favorite. He was too.
Were you active in any party?
No, not really.
Did you ever go out to city minister or
minister? No, I wasn't so much interested in this guy.
When did you first meet the person you married?
And you are from the health country.
Did you remember
that? Well, I remember her, but we didn't have very much in common at home. She was of a different category, and I was of a different category. See, my father considered to be established balaboos, businessmen. And they were from the poorer class. They were, we were two different categories. But here, when they come over, and I met them, I used to visit them. Visit her and her father and then her mother and the rest of the family came home and they used to live in the very quite often. And she was a good girl, she was a sweet girl, she was a beautiful girl. But that's how it is.
How old were you when you met?
25. Thanksgiving Day, we celebrated last week. I'll say it's a long time. We had a very poor wedding. Never forget that. The private home, wedding just the immediate family. Rabbi Leiter, and then Carl, I was not like it is nowadays, not anyone. I went to work the next day, maybe the next 2 days. And I tell you, it's a long, it wasn't a very pleasant time for us in those days.
Do you think if you had remained in Europe, your marriage would have been prearranged?
No, I don't think. Not for me. Not my father. My father was. My family were more advanced in those days. They wouldn't be prearranged. No. Not like the show that you see in.
Well, like in Tevye, where the one daughter married the non-Jew.
Yeah.
Would you have approved or disapproved if anyone in your family or your friends had married non-Jews?
I went to a bigger city and got got in touch with you. Yeah, yeah, that's right. But they're very stubborn. Very stubborn.
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
No problem with me. It was the main trouble was financial problems in those days. Because right after I was married, I lost my job. And a couple of weeks later, I had to rush my wife to the hospital with an appendix operation. And in the meantime, I was out of work and I really don't know how we got along. I can't tell you how we got along. But we did fine.
But you took the bread to the hospital rather than the
hospital. Oh, yeah.
Who made the important decisions in your house?
Well, as far as important decisions were concerned, you know, we generally cooperated. Quite often the wife would get the upper hand. Like the girl said to me yesterday, I can see who raised the pants in your eyes. My wife was trying something. That's my opinion. And that's the truth. He said, I can see all the bosses in Europe.
Did this differ from how things were when you were growing up when you were a child?
Well, when I was a child, I didn't meet with challenges at that time, you know.
Well, didn't you observe whether your mother made the decisions or your father?
In my whole home, my father was the boss. My father was the boss. He was the one that would have to dole out the money to my mother, and my mother would have to ask him for it all the time.
What kind of schooling did your children
receive? Well, they're both college. Somebody went to business school. That's Berkeley, and I went to Pittsburgh University. I got scholarships, and I full 4-year scholarship. When I graduated high school, we went to business.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Oh my God, there was a difference between the North Pole and the South Pole.
Can you explain?
The children in the old country were raised different from men altogether. And they were really young, you know, they were sent to the cheder. You know what the cheder is?
Mm-hmm.
To learn
mm-hmm.
the good book, like Terry said, to learn the good book, you know, like to learn the Chumash and Barashi, you know, that's like Genesis and
mm-hmm.
the Bible. And later on, when you get a little older, they got to us a Hebrew. And at the same time, you know, we got the teacher, the Russian teacher, too. The teacher, contemporary subject. That would have been Russian effort, too. History. Geography, mathematics, geometry, economics, engineering. So are you laughing like that? I go, are you doing it, man? That was all done on a Friday. You could get stupid, you know.
You hear everything.
They would teach one semester away from university in order to earn some money.
And here everything is
everything was free here. We got public school, high school, all it was all free. Except the university. But we were lucky. Bertha was good. And she got a free scholarship. Yeah, I know that. We even went with our mother on an airplane in the 1920s when she graduated. Was that in the
20s?
No, we got the airplane. We got a little bit of a
plane,
both of
them. What did you have to do
to Governor Earl.
Oh,
no, I'm not. He presented the...
Having
any problems in raising your children, which were due to the fact that you were in the room. The only trouble that we had was the vanity was always
late for school. Jesus, how you do this stuff and what you're born with? Yeah. It has nothing to do with how you were an immigrant.
No.